It is the way you communicate it. It is the way you psych the orientation you give to the people. I have sat here and given you a brief as to the group of people who would have benefited from our qualification. One area I missed, GBC would have made a lot of money from sponsorship. A lot of money. Now you have lost. You have lost. So you are saying that sports is a huge tool. It's so big, just like any other sector of the economy. And it's just unfortunate. The orientation, it must come from the presidency. I've heard them blaming Nilante Van Der Poel. I don't know whether he's listening. I've heard them blaming him. Was Nilante Van Der Poel the coach? Or Nilante Van Der Poel was the FA president? I often ask two questions anytime this issue comes up for discussion. My first question is, what did Nilante aggressively do to make sure we don't qualify for the World Cup? I want somebody to come and tell me. It must come from the top. We see sports as a recreation. The national orientation must change. The parents must stop telling their children, stop playing sports. If we don't change, we sit in this country. People have graduated from the universities. When sports itself pays a lot for the investor, for the athlete, for the manager, for everybody, even for the economy. I'm saying that if we had gone to the World Cup, investors, and we played well, people would begin to look for Ghana. They would find out what Ghana has, and they would come and invest in Ghana.
Former Sports Minister Nilante Van Der Poel said sports infrastructure in Africa is poor, hence the poor showing up in the World Cup. He said looking at the number of challenges confronting Africa, from education to health, there should be a deliberate government effort to channel some resources to sports, since the sector employs a huge number of the youth.
Our sports infrastructure in Africa and also in West Africa is not really the best. And as such, with all these socioeconomic problems we're having, how many people will understand that a country like Ghana or Nigeria or any other country for that matter in Africa, possibly apart from Morocco and South Africa, would want to characterize the hosting of a sports and maybe football games, international competition, over...
Sports commentator George Latte said government must put in place the right policies for sports development. He said sports should not be seen as a recreation, but a business with huge economic benefits.
For Ghana, I think policies must be put in place, and let's make sure we follow those policies. We need to study whatever is going on. I think we've been studying for long, and nothing better comes out of what we've done. But still, we still have, you know, more time and more chance to study. We have to, you know, put our acts right and then get it right. That is, if really we want to play in the next World Cup, and of course, if we really want all of our, you know, sporting activities or sporting aspects here in Ghana to develop, it's all about systems, it's all about planning, it's all about following the plans. We shouldn't just put them on paper and then throw them elsewhere.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus.